In 2003, the Department of Homeland Security boasted in a press release that it had over 100,000 names on its main watch list, a list of potential terrorists and their possible aliases. From that list comes the government's no-fly list, names of persons to be kept off planes for security reasons. Apparently, one of those names was Edward Kennedy, or a variation on that name. That's what we learned a few days ago when Senator Edward M. Kennedy told a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing in Washington that he'd been temporarily stopped from boarding airplanes several times after his name raised red flags at airport gates. At the hearing, he complained about the error, voicing concern for all those with names similar to potential terrorists. But given that we have a no-fly list, it's very American that you're pulled out of line if your name is a near match, even if you're a political superstar whose moniker and head and shoulders shot grace many a newspaper and television news broadcast. Also totally American, watch list errors litigation. Those in Senator Kennedy's shoes have already filed. The executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union explained the reasons behind those lawsuits in a Washington Post opinion piece. "When our clients travel," he wrote, "the false positives make their experiences at airports difficult." The phrase "difficult airport experiences" might not bring tears to the eyes of those of us whose names don't sound government alarms. But the ACLU further characterizes the no-fly list as but the tip of a dangerous iceberg of government databases, branding unknowing persons as unexplained potential risks, possibly because they've exercised their First Amendment rights by speaking out against the government. The government, for its part, sees the danger elsewhere, describing the watch list as a tool to stop those who wish to do us harm, and vigilant screening of passenger names as critically significant in the context of homeland security. It's terribly early in the litigation process, but preliminary court decisions are tipping the ACLU's way for now. In June, a federal trial court ruled that the government couldn't rely on unsubstantiated claims of national security to withhold information about the no-fly lists from the plaintiffs. The judge called some of the government's national security claims frivolous and sent it back to take a second look at any withheld document. This small victory doesn't necessarily mean victory in the long run. It only requires the government to offer a better explanation for its actions. But the plaintiffs may take heart from a series of watch list cases decided 30 years ago. From the early 1950s to the early 1970s, the CIA intercepted, opened, and read the mail of watch list members and those communicating with persons in watch list countries. Innocent professors whose mail had been opened brought lawsuits against the government, and the courts ultimately ruled in their favor, finding that the government had invaded the privacy of innocent civilians without sufficient cause. There is a real danger that government list-making can go awry. After all, this isn't Senator Kennedy's first appearance on a list of potential subversives. Recall that the Nixon White House famously kept a secret list of political enemies, and Ted Kennedy's name was there, along with 300 others. This time around, the government has boasted that its no-fly list of potential terrorists has been compiled from a multitude of sources. Maybe, just maybe, this is proof that once you get your name on a government list, it's hard to get it removed. I'm Amy Guida.